As mentioned, the man, the myth, the legend. He's a respected former South African midfielder whose professional career spanned more than a decade in the Premier Soccer League. Born in Johannesburg, he developed through Jomo Cosmos system before representing Jomo Somo, Morocco Swallows, Bidvest, and SuperSport United. Known for his versatility, work ethic, as well as technical ability, he made over 130 top-flight appearances and scored 17 league goals and was part of the SuperSport United's run to the 2013 Nedbank Cup Final. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. Thanks for having me. Great to be on the show.
Great, man. It's actually an honor to speak to one of the legends of South African football.
Yeah, again, that legend status is used very loosely, but it's an honor to be here.
Okay, Mark, first of all, it's been a tough start for Bafana Bafana to the FIFA World Cup 2026, even building up to the World Cup. What's your thoughts on the first match? A lot of South Africans are disappointed.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those South Africans that was very disappointed. A lot of people disappointed, angry, a lot of emotions that, you know, flew around after that opening match. A lot of people this past week have said to me there's over a billion people who watched the match, and we didn't give even the slightest display of what is South African football or what as a country. And I think that's what hurt so many people. Like for me, I'm probably Hugo Bruce's biggest fan. I've defended him time and time again through his tenure as our head coach. But, you know, this one I was indefensible to a degree, because I think we gave Mexico way too much respect. And no disrespect to them, but, like, you look at some of the powerhouses of world football, your Spain, France, Germany. You know, it wasn't Mexico's nowhere near that kind of team, and I think we treated the game as if they were, and certainly you know, I do believe that our technical team got it wrong on the day, and we didn't really give a display of what we are capable of as a nation, as other African countries have done in this opening round, I could say.
You know what? I was thinking, and I was as I was watching the match itself, I was hoping that we could see a similar mirror effect of what happened in 2010, where we actually showed Mexico that, yo, that we're not a walkover. We are one of Africa's best, and with how Bafana Bafana played since last season leading up to now, I expected a more clinical kind of a football, a more gelled football, a more football that is attractive to really what South Africa is all about.
Yeah, certainly we all definitely expected that. But the reality is we have to also be very clear that we don't, you know, I'm going to sound a little harsh right now, and it might not make sense to many people, but we didn't deserve to put on the kind of performance that everyone expected, purely because when you look at our preparation for this tournament, when you look at what South African football is doing currently, we are letting ourselves down, and we only have ourselves to blame. And it goes squarely onto the leadership of our football in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to get a bit technical now, but you look at our under-17 national team. We just went to an AFCON about a month ago, and we failed to qualify for the World Cup. And the crazy thing is that we beat Senegal in the opening game of that AFCON, and Senegal went on to win the tournament. But every other nation is putting in the work, and we are not. As a country, we've relied solely on our natural ability for too long. And so, ultimately, we're trying to cheat the system. And, you know, against Mexico, it was almost we got exposed for trying to cheat the system, because we are not doing the right things. We're not putting the systems in place in order for us to maximize the natural ability we have in this country. we're almost always going out and playing on our natural ability. And at some point, you are going to get shown up. And that definitely happened against Mexico.
All right. So I want to get our focus on to tonight's match, 6 o'clock. We take on Chichia at in Atlanta. What's your thoughts on what should we do differently tonight if we have to reflect on last week's match?
Well, last week we played very defensive. If you look at our back five, in essence, it was a 3-5-2 formation, but because we were pegged back in our half like that, it looked more like a 5-3-2 instead of a 3-5-2. And so we were ultra defensive and we were pegged back in our own half. Now, if we do that against Chechia, we're going to get exposed in a big way, because Chechia, their physical presence is what our biggest concern tonight. We know that physically we're not...
Marco, lost you.
And scores most of their goals pure...
Can you hear me? Yes. You're back. I just lost you for a second there. If you just joined us now, I've got Mark Haskins on the line with us. Just giving us his insight on tonight's match. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's checked up against Bafana. It's happening at Atlanta Stadium. Mark, you were saying about our defensive play last week. Should we continue that, or should we play more attacking role tonight?
No, if we play defensive, we are going to get punished, purely because physically we can't compete with Chechia. They have a physical presence that we will not be able to deal with. And if we defend, we're going to be pegged back in our own half. And, you know, they'll cross, they'll put in as many crosses as possible. They'll win corner kicks. And their throw-ins are like corner kicks. They've got a long throw, which they scored against South Korea from. And, you know, that's going to be a nightmare for us to deal with. And so, basically, we want to play this match in their half as much as possible. So, we need to advance the ball as much as possible and try and play as high up the field as much as possible. So, we need to keep them on the back foot for us to stand any chance of winning this match.
And one thing I was stressing about is, especially our long balls wasn't finding our strikers. Our through balls wasn't going past Mexico's backs either. So we couldn't find the gaps. We couldn't find the holes in the Mexican defense. Before I let you go, what is your predictions for tonight?
I still believe I have every hope that we will get a result, and getting a result tonight will be go a long way to us advancing out of this group. But it is squarely on how we approach the game. If we give them undue respect and we don't have self-belief, which I believe was our issue against Mexico, it was literally the fact that we gave them too much respect and we didn't rely on our own ability. We have to go into this match relying on our attackers, relying on the quality that we have in our squad. The likes of Osman Apollos, I believe, is a must. There's no way Osman Apollos starts on the bench. Rie Mofokeng, one of the most exciting footballers we've had in this country for a very long time. We have to expose them to the world stage, and we have to show the world what we are capable of, especially in attack. And so we have to go out all attack, and I still believe we could possibly get a 2-1 result, if I could call it.
All right. So I'm going to put you down for 2-1. I said earlier last week that it's going to be tough for us, and my prediction was a 1-1 draw.
For me, that's, again, based on how we played last week, I can completely understand that prediction. I'm still trying to remain hopeful, but I believe that, you know, this team, I remember when we got to the semi-final of the AFCON in Ivory Coast in 2023, we lost our opening game against Mali, and that really spurred the boys to come out and give a superhuman performance in the next match. And, you know, just they know what's required of them, and they know they let themselves down in a big way, and they have to really respond. Now's the time to respond. The South Korea match is going to be a lot harder, I believe. It's going to be a lot more physically demanding because the South Koreans, you know, they'll run the entire day, and so they know that this, if we are going to get through this group, today's game is our best chance.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. We'll chat next week once again and giving us the insight of our World Cup and how South Africa should play and how we're going to be. Are we going to survive? Do you think we're going to be able? Do you think we'll be able to survive at least getting in past this group stage?
Well, tonight's result will be go a long way to us getting that. Yes, I do believe we can. 4 points from our remaining two games would be enough to get us into the round of 32. That's, I believe, what the target should be.
All right, great. Okay, so your prediction, 2-1 check, Bafana tonight?
2-1, Bafana tonight, 1-1 against South Korea.
All right, thank you very much. Mark, I'll chat to you next week once again. And just again, just giving us what exactly is Bafana doing and what should we be doing. That's Mark Haskins. All right, so it's 7:35. We get into sports in a short while, so stay tuned. This is 107.7.